From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Steve Miller reporting. Students of the Florida High School, where a gunman killed 17 people in a mass shooting February 14th, vowed that they will not stay quiet in the face of continuing danger from guns. Democratic Senate Minority Leader Chuck Schumer said the White House budget proposal for 2019 would make it easier to buy a gun.
President Trump in his budget has actually cut the background check system, both for felons who shouldn't be getting a gun and for those who have mental illnesses who also shouldn't be getting a gun.
Trump has blamed the FBI for failing to follow up on the gunmen's clues to prevent the Florida school shooting, and Vice President Mike Pence said that the administration would make school safety its top priority. Washington is refocused on the Russia probe after Special Counsel Robert Mueller's indictment of 13 Russians accused of interfering with the 2016 U.S. presidential election. Russian Foreign Minister Sergei Lavrov on Monday dismissed a U.S. indictment of those 13 Russians with interfering in the election, saying that the charges lacked evidence. President Donald Trump pronounced on Twitter, interpreting the charges as a reason to end the investigations of possible collusion by elements of his campaign. Police and militia commanders said Islamic State militants ambushed a convoy of government-backed militia fighters near the northern Iraqi city of Kirkuk late Sunday, killing at least 25. Hadi al-Amiri, the leader of the Badr Brigade, has vowed revenge and comfort to those relatives of some of the victims. This is VOA News. Iran's Press TV is reporting that search and rescue teams have reached the site of the plane crash that authorities say killed all 65 people on board. Jeff Custer has more on the search.
The Aceman Airlines flight left Tehran Sunday morning but went down in the Zagros Mountains. The search effort was initially delayed due to dense fog, high winds, and snow that made it impossible for helicopters to get close to the crash site. Decades of international sanctions have left Iran with an aging commercial airline fleet, and accidents have increased in recent years. The country has been unable to buy airplane parts for needed maintenance or to upgrade its fleet. Jeff Custer, VOA News.
Philippine police say authorities have arrested an Arab man who they believe is a former commander of the Islamic State group. Luis Ramirez has that story.
Police Director General Ronald De La Rosa said Monday that police and military personnel arrested Femi Lasaud and his Filipina companion in a Manila apartment last week. De La Rosa said bomb-making materials, firearms, and ammunition were seized during the arrest. He said investigators were looking into possible links the pair had to local and foreign militant groups and whether they were involved in any terrorist plot. Luis Ramirez, VOA News.
Oxfam released an internal investigation into allegations of sexual misconduct. In that report, it says former Haiti country director Roland Van Halvermeyren admitted to using prostitutes at his residence during a relief mission. David Doyle reports.
The internal report details the charity's investigation into allegations against various members of staff in Haiti. Oxfam said the country director was interviewed and, quote, admitted to using prostitutes in his Oxfam residence. Speaking to a broadcaster in his native Belgium, Van Halvermeyren denied any wrongdoing, but said he had a brief sexual relationship at his Oxfam house with a local woman.
That was reporter David Doyle. The Britain-based Syrian Observatory for Human Rights said bombardment by the government and its allies killed at least 71 people in the rebel-held eastern Ghouta region near Damascus within 24 hours. Syrian state media said rebel groups in eastern Ghouta fired mortars at areas of Damascus held by the government, killing a child and injuring eight other individuals. A Russian athlete is suspected of breaching doping rules at the Pyeongchang Winter Olympics. Russian curlers said that their coach on the team told them late Sunday that mixed doubles bronze medalist Alexander Krushelnitsky tested positive for meldonium, a substance banned in 2016. If confirmed positive by a second test, the incident could keep Russia's team from being reinstated and marching under the national flag at the Olympics closing ceremonies. From Washington, I'm Steve Miller, VOA News.
That's the latest world news from VOA.